Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Glad to be with you here today. Really glad. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. I wasn't being sarcastic there. I know it's sounded sarcastic. I actually am. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Jack, I'm requesting a new Twitter question because this one is, do you want the Eagles offense to come out more aggressive Sunday to the Bucs, against the Bucs? I want the question to be, do you want the Eagles to throw the ball more against the Bucs than they have? Because that is really what we're talking about. When we say be more aggressive, we're talking about throw the ball. I know we're all talking about the coward's draw, the third and 19 draw plays, I think on one end that. But when we talk about being more aggressive, we're talking about throwing the ball.
So, early.
Early. Throwing the ball early. So, Jack, do you want to talk about a little bit of baseball?
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
We got a loaded Jackie Baseball Report today.
We do?
Yeah, absolutely loaded.
Okay.
So, no Harper in the lineup tonight. He is sick. He has an illness.
And there's been something going around.
They first said it was a rest day and then changed to an illness.
Okay.
Didn't pass my smell test that he would just take a rest day after being off yesterday. And we're on 30 home run chase.
And we're on two games to clinch the bye.
Which he talked about over the weekend about how much the bye means to him.
Uh-oh. He's sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
what does he have?
Well, honestly, I was getting worried about something with the wrist again.
Okay. Rather have it be sick.
Yeah, I didn't love the swings over the weekend.
Okay.
I didn't see much power coming from the swings this weekend. So I'm glad that at least it's something besides, you know, that.
Unless they're lying.
Yeah. But again, he's not. So Trey, they are hopeful that he's going to play this weekend. He took some live hacks on the field today. So 75-80% is what they are, 70-75% according to Rob Thompson.
I saw Taron Hatcher posted a little video of him taking BP. It was nice to see Trey swinging the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they had mentioned Friday as a day they thought they might be able to get him in there.
Yeah, and it would be obviously big.
Yes.
Need him to play this weekend.
Yeah. Sosa back?
Sosa not back yet. They're giving him one more day.
Okay.
And then should be back tomorrow.
Okay.
And Wheeler officially went over decompression surgery in St. Louis yesterday.
Hmm.
So that is, I guess he's on the mend now.
Yeah, it's a scary sounding surgery, so yes. I'm glad it was successful.
Marlins in town. They've actually won 9 of their last 10.
They've been frisky all year, actually, the Marlins.
They went through a bad spell.
Yeah.
That's how they're, you know, nine games under 500. But yes, they are heating up at the wrong time. It is official. The ABS system is coming next year to Major League Baseball. So they announced it like literally right before the show. So the ABS system is coming. They keep making changes to baseball. But this one, I actually think, given what we've seen with umpires this year, like it was time. It's not going to be every pitch. You get two challenges and can keep them if successful. So
two challenges per game.
Yeah.
Okay, and you keep it if it's successful. Yes. So for anyone who doesn't know, the ABS system is the opportunity for a pitcher, catcher, or batter to challenge a ball or strike call.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So when they want to challenge it, the player taps their head, and it takes less than 10 seconds for the challenge, mm-hmm. from what I've seen, right?
Yeah.
And then if you're right, you get to keep your challenge.
Yeah.
I think I hate replay in general. But replay that takes 5 or 10 seconds, is the reason I hate replay generally is because it takes too long and it's stupid or whatever. But they have the technology to do this right away.
Yeah.
And I think it does add a little bit of strategy. And I can just imagine during a playoff game when a pitcher throws a pitch and the whole crowd is going like, tap your head! Everybody's going like this. I think a successful challenge would be getting punched out on a successful challenge.
And like player, you don't want to use it too early in a game.
Yep.
Do players act selfishly and use one in like the first inning?
Yeah.
You know, like there's going to be little strategy things with that.
I guess they'll have to police too the ability to convey to the pitcher, hitter, or catcher whether somebody else is watching somewhere else that can see it.
Right, because it has to come from a monitor.
So the only guys that can signal a challenge are the pitcher, catcher, or batter.
Right, but I'm saying, could somebody, let's say somebody in the dugout was watching a broadcast that had the box on it.
That's the only way you can do it.
To signal to the pitcher, catcher, or batter.
That feels like it would have to happen really fast.
They would have to cheat.
So how much time do they get?
It seems like it's instantaneous. Like the way you watch in the minor leagues is a guy throws a pitch that he thinks is a strike, immediately starts tapping the head.
Yeah.
So that seems like a really quick relay.
Yeah. So it has to be the people on the field that think it's
wrong. I don't think you get 10 seconds to make a decision on it. I think it would be...
It shouldn't take that long. If I got a monitor in the dugout and I'm watching
it... But you're not allowed to do... They're not allowed to do that. It can't be from a monitor. What I'm saying is that would be cheating, but I don't know how they would...
Well, if you had everybody to monitor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't... I don't think that's what they want. I think
But my only thing is, you can't, it's like trusting a wide receiver to say he caught the ball.
Yeah.
When we all see that he didn't catch it, but he's like, throw the flag. No, you didn't catch it. The ball hit the ground.
And that's why players are going to have to show self-control.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But every player that thinks it wasn't a strike, like when we're looking at it on TV, we're like, no, that was a strike.
Yeah, I know.
From what I've watched,
I would not
watched,
trust players to do this.
I know.
Well, from what I've watched,
like that's why it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
From what I've watched, it seems like pitchers know better than hitters do.
Yes.
Pitchers seem to complain more accurately than hitters do. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. It's tougher for hitters, I think.
Yeah, I would be reluctant to trust a batter up there.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course. And again,
especially when you say using it early.
Yeah.
It takes it away. You don't have the ability to use it late.
Yeah.
And also a message to umpires, get a little cocky if they get it wrong.
Like, yes.
You got to go on the mic and say, wrong. Like, add some flavor to the game.
Give them the wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. Yeah. Take that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also in extra innings, they are awarded an extra challenge if they are out.
Per inning.
Per inning?
I believe it's per inning.
Yeah, each extra inning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look at that.
It's a High Hopes spiky baseball
report. Well, I had to
report.
Look at it real quick.
Okay.
You know, I didn't read it before.
Okay. Yes, I know. That's why I started explaining everything, because I was sure.
Just hit the head. Hit the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Hit the head.
Well, that's ABS.
Tap the head. You want to say
tap the head. Hit the head means go to the bathroom.
Everyone relax. Everyone's going to say hit. No one's going to say tap the head. They're going to say
hit the head.
That's
what you got to use now.
You can't say hit the head.
You can't say hit the head.
Why?
That means go to the bathroom.
Make the sign. Make the sign at the ballpark. They can't say hit the head because everyone's going to interpret that as going to the bathroom.
Right.
Anyway.
Yes.
Anyway. I know no one's paid attention to baseball in the last like six games because
seriously,
they've been on the West Coast. The Mets are currently out of the playoff spot. The Reds have the tiebreaker advantage over them.
Let's go, Reds!
Come on, Reds!
Yeah. So Mets and Reds are tied, but Reds have the tiebreaker.
Yes.
And I think Diamondbacks are what, one game back of both of those
Cincinnati.
Guys? Yeah. Oh, dude, I would love to go to Cincinnati.
They still have to beat the Dodgers.
Well, whatever.
Well, that's what we
want them
to do, right?
Yeah.
We're going to root for them to beat, because we would have to do L.A. Well, Jack's rooting to go to L.A.
Yeah, Jack wants to go to L.A. You kidding me?
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
You've never been to Cincinnati either.
You want to stay with my brother?
A little different.
Yeah.
A little different. Cincinnati and L.A.
Cincinnati's a closer flight.
Yeah, listen, I don't care about flight.
All go.
I don't care about flight lengths.
Yeah, I know you don't.
Yeah.
You don't care about lengths.
No. I was told it didn't matter.
Yeah.
Listen, airport beer tastes the same whether it's a 5-hour flight or an hour flight.
There you go, buddy.
That's a good point.
So they are the final week here. They are 2.5 behind the Brewers, but it's 3.5 with the tiebreaker. It's probably dead, but
they had an opportunity, man. Brewers have lost some games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they go Padres and then Reds to close it out.
The Brewers do.
That's not easy.
That's tough.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
We're gonna get the number one.
Come
nah,
on.
We're gonna lose tonight.
Damn.
All right. Yeah. 215.
Yeah.
592-9494. So yeah, so Phil's.
I haven't watched a team in a week and you're like, hey,
well, I was watching stupid team.
Fine. You're yeah. stupid.
No, it was Sunday. Sunday's game.
I know,
because
you're
man.
So mad about your little quarterback. Anyway, here is what the lineup will be when Trey is back versus what I think the lineup should be.
Okay.
The lineup when Trey is back is going to be Turner, Schwarber, Bryce, Bohm, Marsh, Bader.
Yeah.
The first six. What it should be is either Turner, Harper, Bader, Schwarber, or Harper or Bader, Harper, Turner, Schwarber. Like, I don't want Bader
Harper, Turner, Schwarber.
I want Harper batting too. I want them to split up the lefties. Like, I'm worried. You and Ike always mocks me for the you're worried about the lefty righty thing. Yes.
Exactly.
Like
why I'm worried about lefty righty thing is that I know we all think Schwarber and Bryce can hit lefties. When they're up against a nasty lefty, they look pathetic. And in some eighth inning where there's two guys on and we have, I've been with you, but this whole season, those two guys against a good lefty a lot of times don't even look competitive. Mm-hmm. And so you have those two guys up in a big spot in the late in the game. You know what I mean? I don't know. I wish those guys had looked better against great lefties this year, but I don't think they've looked very good.
I think staying Turner, Schwarber, Harper.
And then Bohm. Bohm's back to the cleanup spot.
Oh, no.
No, he is.
Well, no, I'm saying oh, no. Yeah. Like, I don't even want him in the cleanup spot.
You don't
spot.
Want that pressure.
Yeah, well, no, I he doesn't play well there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What's the point? Hey, why not put Bader there?
Maybe. Well, the two Thompson things that I need fixed in the postseason. Two Thompson things. One, he has to be quick on lineup adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
I think last couple of years, he's just like, those are my guys. I'm going to stick with them. Yada, yada, yada. But if the lefty thing is becoming an issue, listen, Charlie Manuel split up the lefties in the playoffs back in the day. It wasn't in 08, but in 9 and 10, I believe he split up Howard and Utley. That's Howard and Utley. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's one thing he has to do. And the other thing he has to do is a much quicker leash on getting starters out of the game. Like, I thought Nola on Sunday, it was only the sixth inning, but also you kind of feel that one coming.
Yeah.
In the postseason, that's got to change. Now, I think on one hand with Thompson at this point, he needs to see if guys can work their way through things. Mm-hmm. So I understand it. I just hope that when October rolls around, a little bit quicker of a trigger on getting guys out.
Well, you do want Bohm there because he's a contact hitter.
Right. Yes. He's hot, yeah. too. He's 4-for-4 on Sunday.
He is. Yeah. He is. Yeah. What, 9 of 13 since he's back?
Lifting and launches.
Bohm just does what he does. You guys don't appreciate
nah.
it.
No, we don't.
I don't need to stick my chest out every time he does something, though. Because it's expected.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. So hopefully,
guy. But I only knock against him is he doesn't hit home runs.
Poor guy. The two guys he is you are a soldier. The two guys you have taken up.
I do
for.
Exactly what you do.
Yeah. It's
you just, got your guys that
yes,
you like.
But you picked Nolan Bohm. I've
been there through the good times and the bad times. I don't crap on the guys when they don't play well.
I respect
and abandon
it.
Them like some guys do around here.
Whoa.
Yeah, as soon as a guy can't play or he can't hit, oh yeah, throw him away, he's trash. I'm talking to both of you.
Oh, okay.
Because when he's playing well, then you're going to appreciate
it. I want him to be good. I just don't.
I don't want him in a four-hole either.
Yeah.
I've always told you he's not a cleanup hitter.
And this is why I would like to keep Bader up higher in the lineup and move Schwarber down to four. So there's real protection there.
Sure.
And you split up the lefties.
There you go. All right. 215-592-9494.
I'm just trying to get to the World Series.
You and me both, man.
That's all I'm trying
to
do.
Look, if Alec Bohm is the MVP of the playoffs.
That's what you need.
God
bless you. There you go. Yes.
It'll never happen.
You don't want that to happen.
No.
I will stick my chest
oh,
out.
Oh, I know.
And to be clear, I'll take a dagger-like thing if it makes Bohm Bohm World Series MVP. I'll be happy.
The Bohm dagger?
Yeah.
when they're up 6-1 and he hits a grand slam in the seventh and he gets World Series MVP,
right.
I'll be happy.
In the moment, you will be.
Yeah. No, I promise you. I
know. Yeah. A kid will never see him again. He'll be so happy. The Phillies win the World Series. You kidding me, this guy? Oh, my God. He'll have his own float. He'll build his own float. All right. I don't even know how to transition to this. It's only that I want to tell you is that it is a great time. It is always a great time to get over to Colonial Hyundai to get a brand new Hyundai from my buddy, the cars are John Ashdell and the staff at Colonial. But right now is the blow the whistle sales event. If I was better at whistling, I would try. I'm gonna try it. It's not bad. How about this when you blow the whistle? A 2025 Hyundai Palisade for just $399 a month. How about a 2025 Hyundai Santa Fe for only $299 a month?
I can hear you concentrating.
Yeah, I don't want to blow it. And how about a brand new 2025 Hyundai Tucson for just $199 a month only at Colonial? Your trade, which might not be something I'd want to whistle for, it's probably not that good. Doesn't matter. You're going to get at least $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in at Colonial. And every new Hyundai from Colonial comes with the best protection in the game. America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Run to Colonial Hyundai in Downingtown for the Blow the Whistle sales event or shop online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only, lease tier one credit through HMF, 10,000 miles a year, 10% down plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike. How you doing?
What's up, Tasty Cake?
Jack, real quick. They moving Bohm to first tonight and Otto's playing third?
No, Otto's playing first.
Yeah. Otto's playing first? Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting.
Well, are you? I mean, you play.
Well, Bohm's
a
better third baseman.
Yeah, they actually need him at third base.
Okay.
You all right, buddy?
Me? Yeah, I'm okay.
All right. I'll make sure.
So in my mind, my phone call right now is going to be completely different than when I talked to Jack when I placed it because of Ike and Elliot. Because my opinion was going to be that the question you asked, of course, was, do you want the Eagles to be more aggressive offensively?
Yeah.
And I think that the straightest route back to the Super Bowl. I loved seeing what Jalen could do. And, man, every time when he needs to do it, he does it. But I still think the straightest route back to the Super Bowl is for the Eagles to be a controlled, time-consuming, run-the-ball offense, which controls the time clock, keeps the defense fresh off the field. That's their straightest route to the Super Bowl, I believe, until Ike convinced me to go the other way.
Well, you can't control the clock.
At least you got to the right side.
You can't control the clock if you can't run the ball. They haven't been able to run the ball all that well. It's a great... The reason I agree with Ike largely is that thing that I know they were 2-0 going into that game, but that thing that they did last year, you can just watch the team and see that at least thus far it was not working the same way this year. And I don't think you're going to be able to Saquon your way to a Super Bowl this year the way they did last year. It was a beautiful thing last year, but the odds of it happening again seem pretty small.
And by the way, he shouldn't be tasked with that responsibility of carrying the offense like he did last year.
Yeah, not when everybody else is getting paid too. You know, it's a bunch of all pros on the offense. So yeah, I mean, it is largely about him. I agree with Elliot, and I think Ike is saying the same thing. It doesn't mean throw 36 times a game. I think what it means is throw earlier in the game to get a lead. I think that will help Saquon as well. It will make Saquon's life easier. But I think it's on the coaches to tell him to do it, but it's on Jalen to take those shots when they're there early in the game.
Yeah, Spike, I've been humbled the last couple of weeks into relearning what I already knew. And what I know is there's guys in the past 2 weeks, because I didn't have them beating Kansas City. I didn't. And I didn't have them beating Tampa Bay. I had them coming out of the gate 2-2. But I think they will beat Tampa Bay now, because what I relearned was there's just guys that are winners. They just are. Forget the stats, forget everything else. And Jalen Hurts, and by the way, like Jalen Hurts and Tyrone Crawford are winners.
Talk to me.
And I ain't ever going to bet against either one again, either ever again in my life. Oh. But they're winners.
We are not going back to a 2-week-old boxing match. We're not. Don't you dare.
I won't.
All right.
I was a 2-second thing.
Well,
listen. Let Dom cook. All right.
Well, I'm letting Dom cook.
I told Jack when I called.
Putting the guardrails up.
I was not going back to boxing at all.
Anymore, all right.
Because Spike, I don't want to go. I try to call and follow the rules.
There it is. We don't have to do this, Tasty Cake. I love you. We don't have to.
We're all friends. We all love each other.
We're all good. Yes. Yeah.
So here's the other point that I just quickly wanted to make that nobody, well, I'm not going to say nobody, but here's the other thing that Jalen does is the other thing that he does, like, is when he gets cooking, you watched Matt Stafford melt like an ice cream cone in the Sahara Desert. And he did it to Josh Allen. He does it to Patrick Holmes. That's what he does.
Hold on.
When they try to stay with Jalen, they fail.
Hold on. Tasty cake. Matt Stafford led a drive into Eagles territory for a winning field goal that got blocked. Where was Matt Stafford melting at that point?
Did Jalen block the field goal? 0 points.
Tasty cake. Did Jalen block the field goal?
Yeah, they blocked two field goals.
No, Jalen.
They blocked two field.
Jalen
Hurts. Two field goals.
What are you talking about? Stop.
I'm talking about they blocked two field goals.
And what does that have to do with Matt Stafford? You people with Jalen derangement syndrome are crazy. What does a blocked field goal have to do with Matt Stafford? Nothing. Nothing. It has nothing to do with it, you psycho. You psycho. It has nothing to do with it. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Melted.
He didn't melt. He led the team. Let me ask Tasty Cake. If Jordan Davis doesn't block that field goal, does Matt Stafford melt in the fourth quarter?
Well, did he get it in the end zone?
He didn't need to score a touchdown. All he needed was a field goal. If Jordan Davis doesn't block that field goal, had Matt Stafford melted?
He did. What do you mean he didn't need a touchdown? What are you talking?
They were down by 1 point. They were down by 1 point. You psycho. They were down by 1 point. He led them into field goal range with a good kicker, and it got blocked. It has nothing to do with Jalen Hurts. It has nothing to do with Matt Stafford melting. It has to do with a kick getting blocked. This is crazy. It's crazy. The Rams moved the ball up and down the friggin' field. What are we talking about? And Matt Stafford didn't even play well on Sunday, and he still, when it was winning time, led his team into field goal range, and they missed the field goal. What are you talking about? I can't do this. It's crazy.
That call was going well for a while.
It's crazy. What a psychotic. What kind of virus is this? It is a virus. Talk about the game like it happened. Not in your fantasy friggin' world where Matt Stafford is in the game missing a field goal because Jalen Hurts is on the other team. It's psychotic. It's insane. What is happening on the top five at five?
Oh, my God.
That was so crazy.
Where that ranked in the best Eagles regular season game since 2000?
Oh, a sports one.
Yeah?
Okay. Awesome.
All come right. on, man. It's probably ranked.
All right. That's wow. coming up
Are you
next.
Gonna be all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I've been so good all day. All week, I actually think. Yesterday and today. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.